What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about your Jets on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. We are going to go live for the call of the day today because we're short on time. Sean is in Atlanta. Sean, what's on your mind? Talking about Pete Alonso? Good.
Yeah, Sal, like you, I'm a Met fan, but I'm a little disappointed. You're, I think, in a different camp. But I wanted to ask, as a Met fan, to a fellow Met fan, how are we supposed to take your take on this when you believe you and Jessica Alba are only a matter of timing in your life?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I didn't exactly.
I mean, like, well, you know, how the moves, you seem like you're just going for the next shiny object.
I didn't
you got
exactly.
Soto. It's what you wanted.
Well, okay. Well, and you don't?
Now, you
fan?
Want Vlad, but he's not even technically available yet.
Well, what do you mean? How do you know that?
Well, I'm just saying, yet. We've also were told by the experts, so-called, this past week that the Alonso deal was 90 mil 3 years, and it seemed like it was moving along, and then obviously it was very different.
No, we were not told that by the experts, as a matter of fact. There were no numbers on it. Baerga put that out there.
That's what I saw in articles posted by various different people who are in the biz rather than, say, you know, a layman on the street.
Well, all right. No, I understand that. And Baerga had okay. that, Sean. So I'm still confused. What are you? You just want Pete back? I mean, I don't understand your point. You're not
I
happy.
I would like Pete back. I think overall he was kind of trashed in New York unnecessarily. I know that the situation is Boris and ownership. And Boris is a little snaky. And I think Pete is more of a straightforward working class guy. And he made the wrong choice. And I understand that. But I don't think he needs his butt kicked going out the door. And I think he's put up a lot of numbers
in the
last few years, only compared to Judge.
But it's about
somebody done more.
And Sean, thank you for the call. Okay, there was a lot there. First of all, we're having fun with the Jessica Alba stuff. If you missed any of it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. I wanted Soto not because he's a new shiny toy, because he's the best player that they could possibly get. Check number one. Number two, I want Vlad Guerrero Jr. because it's a legitimate possibility, and he is far greater than Pete Alonso. Number three, Pete did put up numbers years ago. The last 2 years haven't been very good, and in summation, the market, BT, is dictating where the numbers are at for Pete Alonso and the Mets. Or
yeah,
Pete in general. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
No, I know what you're saying. Listen, it's also okay to be stuck in the middle on this a little bit. Nobody's going to put you in sports radio jail if you're a little confused. This is what I said at the top of the show. I get the conflict. Met fans, you want to win a World Series. Been a long time. If you get Vlad Guerrero over Pete Alonso playing first base and batting either before or right after Juan Soto, guess what? You're a lot better than with Alonso, which means you're closer to a World Series, okay? So you want that. But there's also, you know, the emotion, the sentiment that I've talked about a lot because I think that that's really important. Not enough to do something you don't believe in from a Mets perspective, meaning just because Pete means a lot to the Met fans, the Mets should not give him $30 or $40 million extra because it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that at all. But I understand that it does seem right or wrong that Pete Heat is getting kicked around a lot, and he shouldn't. But it has come to that a little bit, and it kind of sucks.
It doesn't mean
we're
that...
we're focusing on his shortcomings.
Well, because it's a reality. I am a passionate Mets fan. Doesn't mean that I'm always right about, let's just say, this exact example, but don't you think if Pete Alonso were doing something so special and something that I believed in so much, I'd be coming on here being, what the hell are you guys doing?
No question.
Okay, so then why am I okay with letting him go based on the way that they've handled this with the initial offer a couple years ago, this offer this year, and the idea of potential something bigger? Like, this is not out of nowhere. I believe that this is going to end up better than you think for the Mets because Stearns and Cohen have earned that trust.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you why you're doing it and why you're able to do it, because you're checking the emotion at the door. Now, what about the 19-year-old fan who hasn't seen much?
Harder for him or
yeah.
harder to do
what
that?
About the 29-year-old dad who's got a 3-year-old son or daughter who's been going to Queens with an Alonso jersey for 5 years?
They'll get over it.
I know they will. I know they will.
Yeah. With winning?
I know. I'm talking now.
Yes, you're
That's
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Understood. Two remedies. Vlad or winning or both. But without that, then yeah, it's going to be hard to get up. All right. What a week. Fun week, BT.
Have fun with your boys at Rails this weekend. Don't get too nuts.
Oh, I'm going to have fun, though. Thank you for that. And you have fun with Colt and everybody else out there. St. John's tomorrow night at the Prudential Center.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
I'll be there in the day for the Devils, and then you'll be there
by the way, if we weren't doing that, I'd be going to the game with you guys. I just can't.
We'll set up another game. We got the Johnnies next week, so busy week.
Good
Thanks to Boyle filling in for Dolph. Thanks to Hop for his work all week long. He'll be on the overnight tonight, 2 a.m. Check him out there. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back at it Monday morning, 10 a.m. Enjoy your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy,
in a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.